Commercial swordfish fishermen want their work to be certified as sustainable. To that end, the assessment stage in receiving an eco-friendly label is nearing completion for Dayboat Seafood. But marine biologist and campaigner for the Sea Turtle Restoration Project, Christopher Pinsetic, says the fishery's methods are far from sustainable.
Longline fishery is extremely destructive to endangered sea turtles, accidentally capturing and killing many during the normal practices. The normal rate of capture and kill is 40% for unwanted species in the longline fishery, meaning that 4 of every 6 fish or sea turtles and marine mammals that are landed are just tossed overboard dead. This is not a sustainable fishery.
The Marine Stewardship Council's eco-friendly label is issued to fisheries. The label is meant to be an indicator of sustainability and environmental consciousness, but some, like Pinsetic, have their doubts.
You know, there's been a lot of discussion recently that the values of MSC are degrading, that the process is more of a corporate-driven marketing campaign than an actual valid assessment of fisheries and environmental impacts, and it's undermining the reputation of MSC around the globe.
Scott Taylor is a co-founder of Dayboat Seafood. He says that the Sea Turtle Restoration Project's accusations are false.
The U.S. swordfish fleet that is participating with environmentally sound practices needs and deserves this certification because it is the most environmentally friendly fishery, and that we intend, through our partnership, to reward them financially for financially sound practice.
The Marine Resources Assessment Group is the certifying body that will give the fishery the accreditation. Graham Parks is vice president of their Americas branch.
There's a series of performance indicators of varying levels of detail, and we have to assess the fishery relative to those performance indicators, and depending on how it scores in our view, based on the evidence that we're able to consider and collect, then we would provide a scoring for each of the performance indicators, and then that scoring contributes to the overall score of the fishery and whether or not it is regarded as having met the standard.
For WMNF News, I'm Nolan Ruark.